Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Humma ni shaitan majin, bismillah rahman rahim. Alhamdulillah, rabbi alamin, rahman rahim. I want to thank Wali Ali for that beautiful piece. He said, think about it. And I thought about it. And I thank Allah for Imam Washuddin Muhammad. Thank Allah for Washuddin Muhammad for bringing us clear understanding of Prophet Muhammad. And Prophet Muhammad has brought us a clear understanding that nothing is deserves our worship besides Allah. We see the psychological damage over the land in America because of that image. And we know as long as that image is up in the world will not be in going in good shape. It will still keep its psychological effect. Because the word evil, they use the word love. How can you feel sorry unless somebody said that his discrimination is civil right. They got this civil rights to be a homosexual. They civil right this. No, it was humanly wrong what they did to us. And there's no right in being no unnatural human being. Like it's not natural to raise food without seeds in it. Seeds should be like the food should be like the food in the beginning. Now this plastic food. It's false food. Sleep is food. Sleep is grapes. Sleep is this. And they got no flavor to it. So we are here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station calling the world back to the oneness of Allah. We would like to say a prayer in the Arabic language, the language of the language of Prophet Muhammad is the best of the language. The Arabic language is the one of the most cleanest language that you can use and have. And then we'll say it in the English translation for those who do not understand the Arabic. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu, Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim, Siratal Ladzina An'amta 'Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi 'Alayhim Waladdallin. Ameen. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the outcast with the name of Almighty God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to Allah, the Lord, chair, sustainer of all worlds. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. He alone we supposed to be worshiping, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. So, assalamu alaikum. This is September the 18th, 2023. This sponsor is coming out of California, sponsored by, set up by Hameen Muhammad, coming out of California and bringing us this. And then hopefully as we grow and get bigger, and we want the SIM school to be all over, the Sister Claire Muhammad SIM school, YRT Muhammad SIM school, all over the world. These schools will have no curriculum writing two boys to get married or to kiss. We'll have prayer in those schools, and we'll be praying for the good of this world in those schools. We'll teach our children how to pray, why to pray, and what time to pray, and all the other things that comes with prayer in this religion. So we thank Allah for blessing us with this broadcast radio station where we are trying to uproot the problem of racism. And we know the problem of racism is in religion, holding God up as a man. Not any man, but a Caucasian man or any light-skinned man. Any man that light-skinned, some people got a light-skinned man holding the Quran talking about this man is God. So we want all of them to move. God is not a man. God do not have to read. And God ain't send nobody to die for our sin. God sees and knows everything. And there's nothing man can tell God that Allah don't already know. So we want that people, a person that believe God can read or God came and didn't do nothing about their situation, then they teach you about a false God. God is able to do whatever he wants to, and there's no one can stop him. So God ain't came in the person. God, Jesus one God or no other man God. God is one, one and alone. He lived and he never died. And he said there's nothing like under him. He never was a baby and never had a baby. So that killed all that, should kill all the superstitions, all the wrong thinking that God has anything to do. He's a part. He is creation. He is the creator and not creation. So God done already warned us, don't make nothing nowhere in the sky on the earth. In the water and call it creator. So that covers everything. So God is one, and we have on this broadcast radio station to make that clear that its creator is one who lives and he does not die. He gives revelation to his human being so the human being can have a guide to go by. He can have a manual that he look at and find the best life for himself in this world and find a good life for himself and his wife, his children, his neighbor, or everybody else. His job as a human being is to treat everybody fair. That's what scripture come to do. Remind us that we are supposed to be fair. And fair people are believers. They believe in one God. They believe in God. Although they can't see God, but they know God, they believe that God see them. So that's the kind of belief, the strongest belief you're going to have, that you know there's a God, but you ain't never seen him, but you see him, but you realize in your thinking that you did not make yourself. You did not sculpt yourself. You didn't give yourself the eyes, nose, the ears, and the mouth, and the earth that you live on. You did. God planted you here to test you. And God said, all of us going to taste death. I mean, you're going to die. That ain't the end of it. You're tasting. When you taste something, they ain't the end of what you just taste. That's the beginning of that. And death is just like it's natural as life. It's just something going to happen. You naturally were born, and you naturally live, and you naturally going to die. That's a natural way of seeing your life. That what is naturally good for your life is what God has described for your life. And you always remember that. You always remember that. So we here fighting in the cause of Allah. We're asking the people to come and let's be one. Let's unite as one. Let's be truly good neighbors. Let's not steal and lie for each other. Let's not backbite each other. Let's stop trash in our neighborhood. Let's work with each other. If you got a business and I got money, I can afford your business, then I should be trading with you, and vice versa. We all should be spending money, and main thing we should be spending is kindness to each other. When the human being is the most kindest creature God done created. But when the human being think he got to be tough, he got to be a macho, he got to act or overact to make a point, then the human being is following the guideline, and this is something the guideline was Satan has set up. Satan wants us to be divided and against each other. So we here tonight on the Brock Talk Radio to pull Satan out and show you what he looked like and show you that he can't be terminated. And the only way to terminate him is to stop giving him any time at all. Stop spending your time with Satan. You know, Satan is everywhere, so you can't spend your time everywhere. You only should be spending your time where you have a love and fear of God. But if you spend your time where you ain't got no love and fear of God, you're truly in trouble. So we thank you for joining us tonight. I am Brother Abdul Akbar, and my wife, Adaya Akbar. We are co-host workers here, and from Decatur, Georgia. We thank you for welcoming us. Listen to us for this short time. We also have Brother Sujah from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and his wife, Karan Muhammad. That we all share these mics and time talking to you, because we all see the problem of this world and the problem of racism and how we can get rid of it by removing the image. And then once we move the image out of the physical image, then we work on the mental image that has another psychological effect on you. I'm better than you because I'm lighter. I'm better than you because I make more money than you. I'm better than you because I got a bigger house. I got a bigger car. I got this. I got that. And one thing you find Satan in the word I. You'll find the working of Satan. So we're here tonight. So we got other brothers that's on this show. We're going to bring some of them up. And sisters, and anybody who wants to come up, all you got to do is match one in your queue, and your mic will be cut on, and you begin to ask questions or be a presenter, or you can be a person that condemn what's being said and bring your proof. We're here not to argue. We're here to discuss how to make progress, because we know in most of our neighborhood, we are on hard anything. The other people got all the businesses, so they got all the gold mines in our neighborhood, and they are taking all the gold out of our neighborhood through them business. So we trying to work to change that. We must come back to love and care and trust in one another. One of the things the plantation took away from us is trust. As long as we don't trust each other, we sure ain't going anywhere with the love. You can say, I love you, but you ain't got no trust, then that ain't going nowhere. So I think I was going to get one of the co-host workers come up and bring this what they have to share with us tonight. I'm thinking I get Brother Sujah Muhammad. I see him in the queue. He got a new phone. He's having trouble operating it. Brother Suja, Assalamu alaikum. Brother Suja.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, they got Sam. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Well, hey, you got it, my good brother.
Thank you. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also bear witness and testify that there is only one God. And I also bear witness and testify that the Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, messenger of Allah, he's God's servant. Brothers and sisters elected, give all the believers, all the believers, the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum. Brothers and sisters, we can't thank Allah much enough for his blessing and for his mercy. We forever give praise to Allah, the most merciful. And brothers and sisters, is one that going to take this truth and stand firm without hesitation, without reservation, and move forward with this truth. Because we have faith and we believe in what Allah give us. We believe in it. This is not our first time, you know, coming to the people with Allah's truth. This is something that we do over and over. Over and over and over. And into Allah. And we just, after we put it out there, we just stand back and look. I'd like to read something from the Holy Quran, and the reason I'm hesitating because I'm reading while I'm talking to you. And I just like to read from Surah Maryam, Surah 19, starting at Ayat 81. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. And they have taken for worship other gods other than Allah to give them power and glory. Instead, they shall reject their worship and become adversaries against them. See thou not that we have set the evil one on against the unbelievers to incite them with fury? So make no haste against them, for we but count out to them a limited number of days. The day we shall gather the righteous to Allah, most gracious, like a band presented before a king for honor. And we shall drive the sinners to hell, like thirsty cattle driven down to water. None shall have the power of intercession, but search a one as has received permission, a promise from Allah, most gracious. You see, Allah, most gracious, has begotten a son. Indeed, you have put forth a thing most monstrous, as if the skies are ready to burst, the earth to split asunder, and the mountain to fall down in utter ruins, that they should invoke a son for Allah, most gracious. But it is not consonant with the majesty of Allah, most gracious, that he should beget a son. Not one of the beings in the heavens and the earth, but must come to Allah, most gracious, as a servant. He does take an account of them all and has numbered them all exactly. And every one of them will come to him singly on the day of judgment. On those who believe in what deeds of righteousness will Allah most gracious bestow love. So have we made the Quran easy in thine own tongue, that with it thou mayest give glad tidings to the righteous and warning to peoples given to contention. But how many countless generations before them have we destroyed? Canst thou find a single one of them now or hear so much as a whisper of them? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. No, we can't hear a sound of none of them that Allah destroyed. Sodom and Gomorrah is just like it never did exist. You know. And right today, the people look at it as a wonder, and just think about it in their mind that Allah destroyed the whole city. So you got people truly believe that Allah should forgive the homosexuals. After he told them over and over and over, gave them all kind of time, all kind of warning. But they want to challenge Allah. They want to challenge his position that he's taking. They want to rise up and become leaders in this world. They kind of become leaders. Satan is making them into leaders. So there's nothing else. There's nothing left to do. But to destroy them. Nothing left to do. But to destroy them. They won't humble themselves. They won't yield. I was looking at how they challenging leaders over in the African country of asking them to accept homosexuality. And when they tell them that they are not going to accept homosexuality, they threaten them. They threaten them. But I'm so thankful to Allah. I just got another look at, I got another view of the African leaders. And I thank Allah. I pray that Allah forgive them for their sin and bless them over and over. You know, I'm talking about how they stood up. How they stood up against that challenge, trying to force the African leaders to accept homosexuality. You know, and how they was took the position that they weren't going that they weren't going to waver. They weren't even going to consider it. That they have way more important things to do rather than dealing with homosexuality. That was too many important things that they had to do. And they told the people that's on the media, they told them let these countries that kind of force us to accept homosexuality let them run their country the way they want to run it, and let them run their country the way that they want to run their country. They made sense. You know, and I love Obama, but they're using Obama in this instance. When Obama made it a law for homosexuals to marry and for it to be legal, it's a legal contract in the law. You know, he had to answer to his Lord for that. You know, they're attacking them all kind of ways right now. Coming at him, coming at his children, coming at his family. You know, you got to stand up for righteousness and for truth. You got to go all the way. You can't come halfway. And just to say that, I mean, this same world that is kind of make homosexuals into their leaders, they also is projecting the idea that God had begotten the Son. Suffer Allah. God forbid. That the creator of the heavens and earth begotten the Son. You know, and you know, that's also is an ugly thing. Because Mary is a woman that got high morals. Out of all the other women that you read about in the book. So our Christian brothers and sisters, they don't have nothing to stand up on. They don't have nothing to work with. It's sad to see them try to put forth an argument in reference to Jesus. You know, it's sad. They don't have no real argument. This is some of the things that they are saying. Some Christians claim that Jesus is the Son of God. What does this actually mean? Surely God is far removed from having a physical and literal son. Humans have human children. Cats have kittens. What does it mean for God to have a child rather than being taken literally? We find the term Son of God is symbolically used in the earliest biblical language for a righteous person and has been used for David, Solomon, and Israel, not exclusively for Jesus. Israel is my firstborn son. That's in Exodus 4:20-22. In fact, everyone who is righteous is referred to as God's son. All who are led by God's spirit are God's sons and daughters. That's in Romans 8:14. It says, in the same way, when the word father is used to refer to God, it shouldn't be taken literally. Instead, it's a way of saying God is the creator, sustainer, and supreme master of all. There are many verses for us to understand this symbolic meaning of the word father. For example, one God and father of all, Ephesians 4:6. Also, Jesus was sometimes called Lord by the disciples. This term is used in the original language of the Bible for God as well as for people who are held in high esteem. For example, in the Greek New Testament, the term Kairos is used for both Lord as well as to the name of owners of the vineyard, Matthew 28, and the master who beat the disobedient servant, Luke 20:42-47. In other part of the Bible, Jesus is even called a servant of God by the disciples. The God of our fathers has glorified his servant Jesus. Acts 3:13. This clearly shows that when Lord is used to refer to Jesus, it is a title of respect and not of divinity. Jesus the prophet. In Judaism, Jesus, peace be on him, is denied as the Messiah. This is in stark contrast to Christianity, where he is worshiped as a deity or the Son of God. Islam takes the middle ground and acknowledges Jesus as an honorable prophet and messenger of God, as well as the Messiah. But Muslims do not worship him. That worship is for God alone, who created Jesus and everything that exists. Miraculous birth. According to the Quran, the angel Gabriel was sent to Mary, the noble virgin, in the form of a man, informing her of a child who was to be born miraculously without a father. He, Angel Gabriel, said, "I'm only a messenger of your Lord to announce to you the gift of a righteous son." She said, "How shall I have a son, seeing that no man had touched me, and I am not unchaste?" He said, Thus it would be. Your Lord says, it is easy for me, and we will make him a sign to the people and a mercy from us. And it is a matter already decreed. Quran 19:19-20:21. Some claim that this miraculous birth is evidence of Jesus' divinity. However, Jesus was not the first to come into existence without a father. As prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, before him had neither father nor mother. God says, the likeness of Jesus before God is that of Abraham. Excuse me. The likeness of Jesus before God is as that of Adam. He created him, Adam, from dust, then said to him, "Be," and he was. This is the truth from your Lord. So be not of the disputers. Quran 3:59-60. If Jesus is worshipped due to having no father, then surely Adam is more deserving of worship, since he was created without either parents. Allahu Akbar.
The Quran said, it is not befitting to the majesty of Allah that he should beget a son. He is perfect and flawless. When he determined a matter, he only said to it be, and it is. Quran 19:35. Jesus said, indeed, I am the slave of Allah. He has given me the scripture and made me a prophet. This is in the Quran, Surah 19, Ayah 30. So the Quran is the last book. It has that knowledge that Jesus was talking about, that he had to leave. He had to hurry and leave, because if he didn't leave, the Comforter wouldn't come. And he said that when the Comforter comes, he will lead you into all truth. This is talking about the Holy Command and talking about Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad. We as Muslims, take that stand up behind that truth and bear witness to it. You know, that the knowledge that Prophet Muhammad brought in the Holy Quran is from God Almighty. When we read this book, the Quran, we are having a conversation with God. This is not Prophet Muhammad. This is not none of the prophets or nothing like that. This is from God. Allah says that in this book is guidance sure, without doubt, to those that fear God. You know, and he said that there's no crookedness in it. There's no crookedness in the Quran. We got men of the Christian, just because of the Bible been tampered with, they try to show us mistakes in the Quran. But there is no mistake. Allah, the creator of the heaven and earth himself, said he's going to protect that book. There is no mistakes in the Quran. You see? So they try to construe or cock up some kind of lie. And they want to challenge God. They try to challenge God. God said there's no crookedness in the book. They want to show us some crookedness in it. So when we got people that think like that and deal like that, we got some devils among us. We got devils among us. And instead of they trying to push the truth further and stand up with the truth, you know, they try to twist the truth and try to make a lie out of it. And they can't do that. They cannot do that. It only makes the reader or the believer look at them as disbelievers and peoples that reject faith, or peoples that reject the truth and the faith in God. And they had the book that was before the Holy Quran, and they was able to study the book and apply the book in their life. And Allah says that when they hear the truth, they know the truth. They know The Quran is telling the truth. And you got many honest Christians back that up. They know that the Quran is bringing you the truth, you know, and is bringing you God's word. You see, and they also bear witness that this is the book coming from God. And we're asking you, all our listeners, you know, is to get you a Quran. Let's talk to one of our Muslim brothers and sisters, they'll be glad to get you a Quran. You know, and so you can enjoy and study and read the word of God, and try to apply this in your life. You know, this is what we are here. This is the reason that we have this message of concern. You know, because we want every individual to pick up the book and read it for themselves and make their own decision. You know, we all was given a free will by Almighty God. We all was given a free will. So we can make our own decision, you know, and we pray that God would bless you with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and you see the light, you see the truth. And Jesus said, "Know you the truth, and the truth will set you free." So our aim is not to imprison you or try to make you something that you don't want to be. Our aim is to encourage you to check the truth out, and you're able to make your own decision. That's our courage. It's nowhere in my talk is that I'm trying to force something up on you. Nowhere in my talk. And if I do that, that's really insult. You know, because God don't have no need. I'm not trying to trick you into believing into God. You know, you can accept God or reject God. You see, my job is only to bring the truth to you clearly, and warn you, if you don't accept truth, then God said there's gonna be a punishment. Plus Jesus and the righteous prophets say, "Know you the truth, and the truth will make you free, set you free." So you can't ask for nothing better than that. It's that someone is spending their time trying to free somebody, trying to free the people by bringing them the truth and asking them to check it out for themselves, that they don't have to accept my word, what I'm saying. Check it out for yourself. And then make a decision. So we thank Allah for giving us this opportunity, for being able to present His message, and we pray that the listener see what we are trying to bring to them. And submit their will to God, you know, and turn your back on Satan. We came to you in peace. We're gonna leave you in peace. Of assalamu alaikum.
Well, good teaching. Anybody got anything they'd like to ask you, Job? It's match one. Come up in. We love to hear from you. And no dumb questions. So we're here tonight. We let you know that there's no question that you ask that we see is God. We want to hear. And the only thing we are here to do is the others have done for us in the water. It's to warn you. Make you think that we got something better than you got. Or you got something better. We said let's examine what we see. Let's
see
what we a light of. Tell us to put it on scripture. Put it on the end. Meaning that you think you need, you can Google it, what we see. So anything that we have said here, you can Google it. Mostly then you just prove it and teaching you will find what we say. But with that we're not trying to say we are better than anybody. We are just students. A prophet Muhammad, a Jesus, and Moses, and Abraham, first man, known man, Adam. These are the people that live for us. And we see them as our leaders, our teachers. We see them as our heroes. We see them as God wants every us to see men and women in the light that they're supposed to be in.
All right, bro.
And you're not here to make that homosexuals in my family. But that's a mistake they made. To me, it's unnatural. And God had put the people before them for being like that. And when you look at what benefit they give, it's no. Benefit. They can't leave nothing for the world. You know, people say, homosexual is smart people. They're not too smart. And people before them were talking they're smart too. And them fried us, okay, down on them. And the proof of that is still there. You can go to Egypt right now and go into the Egypt. You can go to Egypt and look into the museum. And they got bodies there carved out. Of the situation, they carved out and put them in cubes and brought them into the museum. And you can go there and see those people who got burned up in that time. And we know that Allah Himself wants you to know that. Praise due to Allah.
Allah Akbar.
So I want praise to due to Allah. We all got something to say, so we got our young brother that come on, who's going to bring from the queue, let him share in his life experience here and about the image. Brother Rakib, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam, well, you got it.
All praises be to Allah, Lord, and cherish and sustain of all worlds, all systems of knowledge, one who have given us the life form, the form of life and the form of death, the one who has given us the saliva and our eyes and our bodies. He is the Lord of all worlds, all systems of knowledge. He is Allah, and I openly bear witness to Prophet Muhammad, and peace and blessings be upon him, the messenger Muhammad, Rasulullah, the messenger, to give to us give to us, the gift of Allah, mercy, the compassion of Allah. I was doing some thinking. He loves his servants so much that he's merciful. He's even merciful to the ones who don't want to follow the prophet. He called them the people of the book. And he acknowledged them, but he don't acknowledge them who don't believe in him. He's most merciful. I just wanted to talk about a couple of things, and then I make it short. I want to talk about the epidemic of foreigners coming to America, and the citizens in America not being able to control our destinies, especially us African Americans, and we don't know what's going on, but we know that other countries are acknowledging America. And they're acknowledging America for a safe haven, like a safe house. But the citizens of America are not even safe ourselves. And I don't know how it's going to play out or what's going to go on in the future for us, our children, us and our families in America. But if we don't utilize our unity to unify ourselves with food and resources and shelter and economics, then we're dead. We're good as dead. We're good as dead. And to be righteous, be Muslim, the Imam taught us about this. He talked about us coming together, utilizing ourselves and building. He taught on it. Many of his speeches, because all leadership is not leadership. It's just a facade. But the real leadership is the citizens, the ones who have rights, and we have America, and we have our rights in America, and our rights need to be utilized. But this is the thing that y'all been talking about, reparation. How can our government give a non-citizen any asylum? Economics without giving its own citizens the same? It makes no sense. It's a world full of chaos. So I pray to Allah that the little bit of government that we do have, and we are the government, we are the real government, but we've been tricked into modernization and modernizing that the government, the downtown is the government. That meaning we don't have control of them. We have to have full control of our government to the point we can put them out, not vote, that we can vote them out, not 10, 20 days, but we can vote them out the same day. We don't want them. We need control, and we the people should have this type of power to be able to control the government. It's getting out of hand. I think they're trying to replace us. When it leads to it, you don't see Mexicans coming over here and getting all their wealth and going back to Mexico and strengthening the Mexican economy. You don't see foreigners go back. They go back to their countries and strengthen their economy No, they send money to their parents to go get food and clothes and stuff. They're not strengthening the economy. The idea is to teach nationalities to become their own nationality. Allah said he made us nations and tribes not to despise one another, but to know one another. There's no reason Mexicans are scared to be in Mexico to stand up to the cartel. And the same thing for us, stand up to the government. To the point where we should utilize our own selves as at least their brothers and sisters to put ourselves in a better position than the foreign person. And you've been here all your life. It don't make any sense to me. I wanted to say that. I wanted to say just a question to my Muslims or Christians or hypocrites. Who was the God when Jesus, when Christ, when Isa, we know as Arabic Isa, was in the belly of Maryam? Who was Maryam dependent on? She couldn't have been dependent on her son. The son was in the belly. And the son couldn't be dependent on her mother because the son wasn't born. So both were dependent on Allah, Lord and Charis, the sustainer of all the world. But that was the question, and I answered it, and I apologize, but that's something for you all to think about. And the third thing I wanted to talk about was the unification of us, all of us, not just Muslims, but every single soul. As Allah says, that he is the oneness of God, and former scriptures come ye all together as one. And it's just like on a Friday, everyone come together as one. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. The spirit is very, 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 very beautiful. And just to promote more unity and unification on us. You know, Satan give us just a little bit of hate, just a little bit jealousy, just a little bit of envy, just enough just to say, this sister ain't no good. This brother ain't no good. Just enough just to not like your neighbor. Just enough not to like your person that you with, or just enough to cause sitting or corruption. Just a little. And Satan is not going to get you at the, he's not going to attack you just on the big thing, because you can see the big things. He's going to attack you on the small thing. And you're going to think it's regular, because majority of us didn't settle in our ways. We think it's okay, and it's not. But beware of Satan. And if you find yourself doing something different that you not, have not been doing, then know that Allah is testing you. And he's testing you for patience and perseverance. Because you ain't going to get to no level, no other level in your lives, regardless of your ages or your knowledge, until you pass the test Allah gives you. And you know what? He can give you that test a million times, and you flunk it a billion times, a million. And he can give it to you two times, and you pass it. And then he give it to you two more hundred times to see if you really understand what he just gave you. And that's to elevate you. That's to get rid of the evil. You're not going to be perfect, but you're going to strive for it. You're going to strive for it, and the fruit of your striving, dear brothers and sisters, will soon be in sight. But soon be in sight. I ask Allah to guide us, to give us wisdom and understanding, and so that we can utilize ourselves to become better men and women in our country. This is our country. And y'all don't want to fight for this country, then you have accepted oppression. And as Allah says, oppression is worse than slaughter. Worse than slaughter. So you don't have to fight one way or the other, whether you like it or not. It's going to come down to it. You're going to have to fight for food. It's going to come down to it. It's going to come down to it. There's too many people coming over here. Too many of the resources are being taken away from the ownership of the people. And we don't utilize what we have. That means demand. You got to demand. Continue demanding until you get a resolution of your demands. I'm Rakib. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like I said, Brother Muhammad was on. I see you got out. Yeah, that's a good point, Tendula. Very good point. So any questions? Anybody got any questions? Okay. Yeah. Somebody wanted to trip or something to avoid. Well, I can't see it. I ain't seen a mouthful.
Oh, something said. Okay. Yeah, come slowly but surely. Assalamu alaikum. First of all, we thank Allah. That's what our souls back this morning gives another chance to make right what was wrong with us, make right, and to get on the straight path and do our best to hear and obey. I want to just, and I think I bear witness that Allah is the one creator of the heavens and earth, all in between. Creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unseen, and now that was the prophet Muhammad, so he was on him, the silver prophets. I want to just contribute to what the brother just said, and it was good points. He had good points. I speak about the many people coming over, which is not that we are not willing to share, but it's just taken away from us because of so many, you know, they're coming over in numbers, like old forces say, in droves, and we ourselves are already short of food. We have places we have to go and get food every month, twice a month. Maybe we'll go over here the next day, you know, and get other food twice a month. And so, and the economy is so bad, so we're not making enough money to support ourselves. We'll be sure they're making buildings, high rises, and nice apartments and all, and the rent. Those high apartments and the beautiful homes they're building sky high until they can't even sell what they thought they would be able to sell them for, you know, condominiums and pay the rent for the exclusive apartments that they're building. A lot of us can't even get into them because the rent is so high. But the people that are moving into them a lot of times are foreigners, and they're getting their jobs because they're willing to work together in unity to live in one place at one time, like five or six, maybe five families in one house at one time. And then as they grow, they leave out one by one, one family at a time, and that's how they get along so well. But in addition to that, yes, we do have to learn how to fight. I mean, we will have to fight, you know, to be able to survive after a while. Because the food families, it was mentioned already, and this new strain of COVID is coming back, which a lot of people are already dying out from it already. And the people that are coming over here, they're coming over here a lot of times just to work too, you know, because in their countries, our dollar, $1, is worth more than their $1, you know. So, well, $1 here can be $100 in another country. That's the way they get ahead. They come over here and they work, and then they go take the money back. And it seems like ours is less than theirs, but they take the money back, and they're willing to support their families, and they live large, you know. So we have to really think twice, even though we know the Quran has said, live today. If you're going to live forever, but yet live today as if you're going to die tomorrow. And don't forget your share of this dunya. You know, don't forget your share of this material worth. Don't forget about the hereafter. And we have to, you know, think about all of that. But we just got to have some common sense and all these big words and all this education that a lot of us feel that we have, you know, and that's by sharing, you know, learning to listen and listen to learn and sharing the knowledge that each one has, you know, and put it all together. Someone else's experience and yours, and you come up with a boom. Oops, there it is. You know, so we really have to think. We have to do a lot of thinking because thinking benefits the thinker. It always has and it always will, you know, and so is it today as well. So we have to think logically and use our common sense and see what's being done to us instead of fighting against each other mentally as well as physically. We have to stop and think logically. And that's all I have to say. And I pray that someone understands what I'm speaking on. I understood what Brother Raquel was speaking on. It was very well put, and I can appreciate that. As-salamu alaykum.
Thanks, Baalaykum as-salam. Who was speaking?
This is Sister Daya Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
If you tell my name, it's me, Allahu Akbar, and Raquel. Sister, you got anything else you want to say?
Can I say something else? Just,
yeah, you said something,
man. As-salamu alaykum. 40% of the world have taken their money out of America's economy and have formed another economy with their residual of the dollar. And I'm pretty sure that there will be more countries added on to this. And we understand the value of money, but we also understand the value of barter and trade. And, you know, they sometimes they say, you know, what's been here before gonna come back around, like when they did the bell-bottom pants. They had them in the 50s, and they brought them back out in the 2000s. And, you know, it's like a big circle. You know, but our economy is a good economy, and we have built this economy to the point where we get paid by hourly, we get contract, whatever the case may be, but we understand the value of that dollar. So I don't know how we can prepare for this, but it need to be a lot of talks. And our Umma, the ones that's up, to have a plan. We can't go to war without a plan. And it might not be a physical war, but it got to be some war with some mouths or whatever. You know, the strongest out of us got to be the ones to come up and talk about what's going to happen or go on. But however, and whatever go on, we need a plan. We can't be just out there in chaos. Prophet Muhammad would have never sent his Ummah in chaos. He always planned and strategized. He planned and strategized on every single thing that went on. Everything. And I think that we need to do more talks, and we need to plan, and like the imam said, if we have a majority of their secret meetings ain't nothing but bull crap, but if we have to plan and strategize in secrecy to have a plan to go on, and so we won't be in the days, we won't be behind. Because there's things that's going to go on in the future. And from the prophecies and what's going on, it's all signs of the last day. Whether it's 500 years from now, 1,000 or 2 days, we don't know. But what's going on, all of the earthquakes going on in foreign countries, Muslim countries, the fires, the desert becoming water in the deserts. All of these are prophesied, all signs of what's going on. But part of our religion is to prepare, preparation.
And we don't prepare for nothing. We prepare at the last minute. And these things are very, very important, and it's going to affect, it's affecting us. It's going to affect our Ummah. And it's going to affect the women, the children, the men. It's going to affect everyone. And we need to have a plan to put our plan together and strategize and do it. If we have a open policy with better government, then let's go affirmative on our open policy with better government. If we have bad government, then let's get rid of it. And but we must plan. We must. Planning is a must. May Allah grant us ease, and may Allah grant us salvation, and may Allah grant us more understanding for what they do, because it's crazy. And I hear they coming out with another strand of COVID. And I've been passing people today, man, and it's scary, bro. They sweating like they've been working 10, 20 hours. And they ain't been working. They just been sitting still. And it's hurtful. It's hurtful. It's scary. We don't know what they're trying to do to us. And I'm gonna be frank with y'all, man. I love you. I love you dearly. I don't trust the government. I don't trust them. They don't have no good history with us. And they wanted to kill us and annihilate us and bombed on us. And ain't nothing going to stop them from doing the same thing. Because when it come down to it, that European superiority is serious in their eyes, and they'll do anything to uphold their lives and their laws, even if they turn into criminals. I don't trust them. I would never trust them, ever. I don't care who they is and what part of position in the government they play. They have divided us so much that we don't even care about each other. We won't even. They call us surgeons and citizens, and they call it something else. So they separated us. They separate them for their own families. So I don't trust them. Right? But it's something going on. They ain't telling us, and we're not preparing for it. But they have prepared for it because it's their plan that they plot. And we do know that Allah is the best of planners, but Allah also tells us the plan. So we have to plan and strategize just as well. It's no physical attack. I know sometimes I talk and people say, "Oh, he's crazy or whatnot." But we don't know what's going on there, brothers and sisters. But we got to plan it for the worst, and we plan it for the worst for our best, and it has to be planned out. It has to be because they're planning. They're building their plan. They plan to get water for free, and they're charging us for water. Electricity for free. They're charging us for electricity. We didn't play. We built America. They're charging us to stay in America. All this is sickening. Rasulullah said when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Rasulullah to take over Mecca and Medina. Kick all the disbelievers out. This is our history, Muslims. All this American talk, y'all can talk it all day. But your history is Islam. Those who say La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's your history. But when Allah blessed him to take over and to live in a sophisticated society, a moral society. It was so much moral and sophisticated that people who hated Islam, they saw themselves and their family not living like that. They wanted to change. So Allah guided them to Islam. But the only tax that they taxed, the people will fall for the poor. That's to take care of the people who can't take care of themselves. They taxing us on everything, bro. Everything. Rebuying everything, and we became so used to it that we start our own reba, and we think it ain't serious. Allah said, "You reba, you go to." Brother told me the other day. He said, "Reba," he said, "Y'all have your own understanding." Mashallah. Brother said, "If I get something for $5, I can charge for $100 for it." I said, "No, you can't.
No, you can't. Now, Imam Muhammad told about it. He said, don't be no fool. He said, whatever the going rate is, keep it at the going rate. But don't go over. So Imam Muhammad talked to us about this. He talked to us about what to do and what not to do. And he got that from the prophet. Allah gave him hikmah, understanding and wisdom to get us. It was just a miracle because we need it. We need it. But our history is Islam. El-Islam, yes, Allah brought us to America. But don't forget who you are. Y'all are fighters. Y'all are fighters, and y'all fight for what is right, and y'all forbid for what is wrong. Y'all lie, our lives and our deaths is not for a flag or two. Not for our mothers and fathers, our sisters and brothers. Our life and our death is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we please Allah? By doing what he says. And Allah will send us help. But if we don't do what he say, then we quantum leap. And how can Allah help us when we don't do what he say? How can he give us mercy? I don't think that's going to happen. May Allah bless us to continue doing what y'all doing and talking like how we talking. And it's not crazy to me. It's aware. One of my names is a seer. And kind of a little bit weird sometimes, but, you know, all you have to do is open up your heart and your mind and you see what's going on. Crazy. It's detrimental. It's not right. Not right. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us as he protects the prophets, and may as he protect the ummah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us victory against the disbelievers. Come to you in peace, and I leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Man.
Yeah, my wife wanna read something about the new virus come up.
Nobody gave a 50 on
that.
Just
keep it
in,
conversation that's going to
cover
it flying
all
the
way. Was somebody else wanting to say something?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Alhamdulillah. I will do Shaitan Rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious and most merciful. Could you hear me?
Can we hear you?
Oh, okay. All right, man. I thought I was just talking. I see, you know, what the Middle Eastern brothers is doing, and I see what the Caucasian is doing, and I see Pharaoh's psychology is doing. I see what Pharaoh's psychology is doing, and I see what the false worship is doing, the image. I see what it's doing. I see what the Middle Eastern brothers is doing. And I read the Quran. If we don't forget, if we forget our share of the dunya, then we're going to have a problem. Allah said, don't forget your share of the dunya. And for someone want to come in and get your share, or get our share of the dunya, our community belongs to us, our community. The money that African-American people make should be kept in our community and should be kept in the circle. And we going to have to learn how to spend money with each other. But when you have Middle Eastern brothers coming into the community and setting up shop, and they spend money with each other. They don't spend money with us. They don't spend the money with us. So I got to go along with what Brother Rafi is saying, you know. And to see them coming to the community and taking out all our money, and we don't have no say so. The government don't want to give us reparation. The government don't want to help us. You know, we got Pharaoh scheme is working against Pharaoh's. A scheme is working against us. You know, and the government is taxing us. All this is happening. African American men can't get no job. When they do get a job, they oppress them. So the African American brothers and sisters, they wind up taking them some money. They wind up doing things that you might call illegal, and they start building. They did that by design, and then they build in prisons. The whole our young brothers in. That's the Pharaoh scheme. Destroy the male. This is what they're doing. They're destroying the male. And our plan should be that we establish business in our community, get behind these young brothers and sisters and support them. Spend our money with them. Don't spend our money with nobody else but them. Control our money. This is what all other intelligent peoples is doing. This is what the Chinese is doing. This is what the Korean is doing. This is what the Middle Eastern brothers is doing. They spend their money with each other.
Yeah.
They don't spend no money with us. Let me know what how or where they spending money with us, African Americans. Somebody tell me that. You cut into what I'm saying. Show me where the Middle Eastern brothers are spending money with us.
They don't.
That's a fact. You put on an event, they don't even come to your event and bring their money and spend with you.
They won't buy your paper. They won't eat your food, buy your food. They won't eat your food.
Exactly. So we see the scheme. We see the scheme, and we gonna have to actively support each other, because that's the way we gonna get power. You know.
Yeah.
And what I mean by power is that if they want to do something against us, they can't affect us because we don't depend on their monies. We get money from each other. If I destroy you, I'm destroying my power. If you destroy me, you're destroying your power. That's clear. That is super clear. We got to, and they say that we make a whole lot of money yearly, trillions of dollars, African Americans. We spend that kind of money. I remember the imam said that we spend money like we don't care about money. That's the way we spend it, like we don't care nothing about it. And African American right now, they may never tell you, I spend my money where I want to spend it.
Yeah.
And you always see African American in Caucasian a business environment. You see a whole lot of us there.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurant, supermarket. You see us there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, the reality is there. You can't argue with that.
Yeah.
We got to spend our money with each other. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Sister Quran, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Sister Quran, assalamu alaikum.
We can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
she got
it. Go ahead. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What I want to say is that the young brother that was talking, when he was talking, I said to myself, oh, that was just what I was going to say, that what we're going to do, we have to do something. And what it is all we have to do, we have laws. The first thing that Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, human rights, community rights, the Constitution of the United States, the amendment. It's all right there. How you think they bringing Trump down? They bringing him by the Constitution of the United States. That's all we have to do. We have community rights. So if you know your community rights, you can get all that. I'm telling you, it's right there. That's what we have to do. So our young brothers, sometimes we at our age, but you could do it. Because during the time when we was young and I came into the nation, everybody was like 24. They was young. The oldest person I knew, they was 45. And that's young. That's a young man right there, 45. So I'm telling you, that's what it is, the constitutional, our human rights, and our community rights and the amendments. It's all right there. They'll take care of it all. That's all you have to. The only way Satan get his power is the power we give him. That's the mercy from Allah. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Always, bro. Zaire, you want to say something? Zaire, you want to say something? Come on, you want to read that?
It's just a little headline in the paper. And the news just came up. It's not a lot of reading. I just want to make this as good as I
can. Assalamu alaikum again. I just wanted to, his brother Rocky was talking about the virus. Brother Rafi was talking about that new virus, this strain that we have coming up, the COVID variant, capital B, capital A, period, or .2.86. And it's the new COVID variant. I keep slipping away from this on my cell phone. Just came up on the news. That the new COVID variant has been reported in 10 states, but the mutated strain remains rare. Here's what to know. Okay, and it says new COVID variant BA 0.2.86 spotted in 10 states, though highly mutated strain remains rare. See, and that's how they get you, and that's how they trick us. So rare, they fool us when they put it out there. Then they fool us about it. Then they say it's not really as bad as you think it is. It's rare, it's hardly ever seen. Next thing you know, we have an explosion or a big epidemic. And people are dying, even babies. So it says people across at least 10 states, or CBS News Health Watch, talking about it. So get it out, Bob.
Patients continue to rise. The decision came one day after the FDA approved the vaccines from both Pfizer and Moderna. So our Elaine Keanu spoke to the CDC director, Dr. Mandy Cohen, about the decision to include children in the recommendation.
in addition to being the head of the CDC, I'm also a mom and a wife, and I wouldn't recommend anything that I wouldn't recommend for my own family. So I intend to get vaccinated. My daughters, who are 9 and 11, are going to be vaccinated. My husband is going to get vaccinated.
How would you like people to think about COVID vaccinations moving forward?
I'd like them to think about it the same way they do their flu shot. I want folks to make it just part of keeping themselves healthy, making sure they have that protection and that shield, and use all the tools we possibly have.
All right, so Elaine Cano is here joining us in Studio 57 to talk about this. So, Elaine, I mean, usually when these boosters get rolled out, the focus is on maybe older people or more vulnerable people. This is the first time I'm hearing 6 months and older go get the booster. Why is that?
So it is pretty broad, right?
Yeah.
And the idea being that, look, kids can also have underlying health conditions, right? Sometimes detected, sometimes not detected. So that's number one. At the same time, if we're talking about protecting the community at large, we know that kids can carry the virus, right? And they may be asymptomatic, and they could potentially spread that virus to people who are more vulnerable, right? Those populations that we always talk about, the immunocompromised, the elderly, pregnant women. So there are a host of reasons in their minds to have that recommendation stand. Now, that being said, I also asked the CDC director, Dr. Cohen, well, who should get the vaccine first, right? Who should be first in line? And it goes back to those compromised sort of populations, those vulnerable populations, because of all of the reasons, you know, that we have learned over the course of the pandemic. When you look at who's in the hospital right now, who continues to be most vulnerable, those are the folks that should be first in line, Dr. Cohen said to get.
Yeah, it's hard to figure out just how to approach this kind of new wave of COVID, right? Because, I mean, there's so many people, I don't know about you, but so many people that I know that never got COVID over the past couple of years, and then they're getting it now.
Yeah.
We're seeing the cases tick up. We're seeing hospitalizations tick up. I mean, how are officials approaching this?
Yeah, it's a good question because we are hearing about cases rising, right? I asked Dr. Cohen, well, how concerned are you about that? You know, the answer is it's not certainly, when you look at the past levels that we were at of hospitalizations and deaths, we're not near that. So it's not alarming in that sense. At the same time, you heard a little bit there, Dr. Cohen and other public health officials are trying to shift the way the public thinks about these shots, right? That, in fact, they don't like the use of the word booster. They want us to think about them as updated vaccines a la an updated flu vaccine, right? At the same time, they also want to make very clear, this is not like the flu because people die, they know, they are at an increased risk, right? Certain populations of hospitalization and of severe illness and death in some cases as a result of a COVID-19 infection. So in that sense, right, it's sort of a delicate line. They want people to get that flu shot, get the COVID shot, think of it that way, but at the same time, take it seriously and shift that mindset so it's not such a divisive topic, right, but something that just becomes part and parcel of our yearly checkup.
Right. The flu shot is a divisive. You just get it, and you're good, right? But, yeah, I think people have this booster exhaustion, so I can see why they would want to sort of not use that word anymore and try and reframe it.
Sure.
Elaine, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. There you heard it. 60 seconds. When I heard it, you heard it too.
Conventionally,
60
minutes doesn't profile the same subject quite
the same. Alhamdulillah, humbly, this is Allah Rahman Rahim. They said we lie, you lie, you lie, long. They said we lie, they need Muhammad Rasulullah. Every man and every woman got to think on what they're going to do. Well, we live in a time where these people coming out with diseases and stuff. You just got to use your own mind. Because it's going to benefit you, but it's a lot of thinking. So you think on what you're going to do. But we know that we can't, this disease, you can't even see it. But we know it's there because the hospital can fill back up. We must use our own discretion. About what's been happening. We got to be careful with masks and whatever we start back doing. We want to live. But anyway, we hope, pray to Allah, we can use the best method know, so may Allah continue to bless us to use the best, our best intelligence. I put our best instruction on this situation, and keep rolling, keep living, because Allah is in charge. No matter what happens, Allah is in charge. Somebody said something.
Yeah, well, assalamu alaikum.
Yes, ma'am.
You got this, alhamdulillah, bismillah rahmani rahim. I said we got to remember one thing. Allah says we don't let alcohol pass our lips and don't eat the pork. And that's where the virus is at, is in the pork and in the alcohol. And it is in all your food. And here it is, we as people don't even control our food. Where do we get our food from? That's what I'm talking about. That's where it's at. I don't know nobody that have that virus. Even the other virus, I didn't know nobody that had it. Ever since I've been born, they always had a virus. Just like you said, tuberculosis and all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, and then I looked up that shot that they was talking about. That chemical that they got in that shot, it comes from a rock. It evaporates from this rock. And that means that if you put that stuff in you, that stuff turns hard. Only kind of medicine that goes into you is the one that drinks water.
Mm-hmm.
Plants. That's the medicine that we use right there. I'm telling you. All that and also what unity is power. As long as they keep you divide you, they could conquer. So I'm telling you, if you do grow your own food as much as you can and read the chemical and read what you buy and try to buy natural food, drink plenty of water, because I'm telling you, that's what they got. They said they got pork and everything. Look up the little names. They got different little names, but that's pork. And then they got that, they got the other chemical. All that is in the food. It's what you eat. So that's where it's at right there. I don't know nobody got that virus. I don't know nobody here in Louisiana got sick. And plus you got trees. You know your plants, these plants and these trees, the pecan trees and all that, the pine trees and all them trees right there. They takes that poison out of the air. They takes it out. So if you don't have no trees, look at the all them areas they have. They don't have no trees. So how are they getting rid of that poison that's in the air? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And they give out oxygen. And you got to remember, the plants give out oxygen and take in carbon dioxide. That's a level length. And don't forget to exercise. Because exercise heals yourself.
Russ, you got anything else you want to say?
In the name of Allah, I believe just to kiss a comment what Brother Sujai was just saying, that which is real, because we are only nationality to support everybody else, and we put our own work money into everybody else's economy.
That's right.
And ain't no other nationality putting their money into our economy.
Right.
So that's a unification by itself. I believe when that happens right there. Oh man, it'd be a change in America. It'd be a dramatic change in America, and to the point where we can actually see our money, because the money is a circle, it goes around in a circle.
That's right.
And we want it, as soon as we spend it, we want it back in our pocket, just the same way everybody else do. And so they could afford keeping up an economy to the point where they can have a stock market, which we invented. They can have a Wall Street, which we invented, African Americans invented. And there's so many other things that we invented, and we are the vendors of America. We invented everything you can think about. But they're benefiting from our wealth. They're benefiting from our wealth. And unification is the power, because when they see us come together, it
don't
does something to their mind.
Yeah, it's scared
yes.
them.
That's what I'm talking about.
They get real scared. They human. They human. They human. And we don't want the point to they we don't want it to the point where we got to be Obama's on them. Obama said I had to belittle myself in front of my own government, my own people. We don't want that type of lifestyle. We want, as Rasulullah said, we want to be equals. Be equals with each other. There's no superiority in our religion. If we're not equals, we don't talk. And we want that to be practiced, because Satan ain't going to come after us. We know our lives. We about ready to go out. We ready for jihad. We all ready. But we ain't, they pretty much understand the hurt that they can hurt us with our children. They pretty much understand. So they don't want to come out. They're not going to come out. They're going to watch us, antagonize us, get people to dislike us and whatnot. They've been doing that since the 60s. But to the point, even that they have been attacking our children too, but they want our children. They want the children who study the Quran, who know the book. Because they know what to do with the book. That's our filter. Yes, ma'am. That's our filter. That's what they want from them. So we don't protect them by doing things that we're talking about. Then we have genocided our well-being to our oppressor. You know, Allah said oppression is worse than slaughter. I'm not going to let anybody oppress me. I'm going to kill them. I'm going to walk. And may Allah give me the victory to win. Oppression is worse than slaughter. We are not to be oppressed. If we find oppression, we should attack it. If we have to attack it physically, we have to attack it. If we have to attack it verbally, we have to attack it. But it must be attacked. The ignorance must be attacked. Ignorance have no place in paradise. They have no place on the kingdom of earth. Allah will be done as it is in paradise, as it shall be done on earth. As it is in the heavens, as it shall be done on earth. That's his word, it will be done. And we are the keepers. The angels are the keepers of the paradise. We are the keepers upon this earth. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, ma'am. Brother Jai, you can share the closing remarks.
Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah. Praise be to Allah for blessing us and giving us strength to stand the truth side by side, stand with truth and utilize and use truth, you know, and recognize truth makes no difference who got it, you know. We tell the truth even if it's against ourselves. You know, we believe in truth. We believe in righteousness. You know, and if we were known for that, people would sacrifice their life for us. If they see us as a person that stand for truth and righteousness, you know. So that's where we coming from, and inshallah, we not gonna forget our share of the dunya. We're not going to forget that. So I close it up in prayer. So for Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor, mercy, and grace, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, not those who go astray, I mean.
I mean, thank you for listening. We'll heard all the prophets and all of us. That's what they did, spoke the truth. And that is what we brought the truth. And we hope that you join in, inshallah, tomorrow. Sisters will be in charge. And we hope you'll hear from everyone tomorrow. May Allah bless us all with a safe night and a better tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Ameen.